Galway 16 points, Mayo 15 points. What a game. What a win. What a way to win a Connacht final. A long-range free converted by goalie Conor Gleeson edged Galway 1 point ahead at the end of 5 minutes of added time. There was little between the sides all through. Mayo and Galway trading scores and opportunities, and Mayo leading 7 points to five at half-time. Mayo dominated the first quarter and led by 3 points to one after 15 minutes. Matthew Ruan opening the score for them and Robert Finnerty getting one back from a free from Galway. However, Ryan O'Donoghue and Fergal Bolan both pointed for Mayo. Then Galway came right into the game, Damien Comer and Robert Finnerty getting a point apiece, so that after 18 minutes it was level at 3 points all. However, Mayo pushed on again. Donica McHugh, Tommy Conroy and Ryan O'Donoghue with a free put Mayo 6 points to three clear after 28 minutes. Robert Finnerty and Ryan O'Donoghue then traded points so that it was 7-4 in favour of Mayo after 33 minutes. But Finnerty managed to get another point at free for Galway just before the half-time whistle, and Galway went in 2 points behind. The start of the second half saw Damien Comer cut the deficit 7 points to six after 2 minutes. And then Johnny Healy pointed and Rob Finnerty fisted a point, so that Galway were 8 points to seven in front for the first time 8 minutes gone in the second half. However, Mayo hit back four in a row. Jordan Flynn, Matthew Ruan, Ryan Donoghue, and Donoghue with a free meant that after 18 minutes, it was now Mayo 11 points, Galway 8. But if Mayo could score four in a row, so could Galway. Robert Finnerty with another free. Conor Gleeson, the goalie, came up and put over a free from the 45-metre line. Robert Finnerty added one from play, and Shane Walsh also scored on the 27th minute, so that now Galway were 1 point ahead. Galway 12 points, Mayo 11 points. Killeen O'Connor and Shane Walsh traded points, so that on 29 minutes, it was Galway 13 points, Mayo 12 points. Mayo then took the bit between their teeth, and they got 3 points in a row. Ryan O'Donoghue with a free, Matthew Ruan from play, and Tommy Conroy with a fisted point, so that as the game entered at a time, Mayo were now 2 points clear, 15 points to 13. 5 minutes of added time were called, but Galway lifted their game and really put the siege on the Mayo goal. It ended with Robert Finnerty getting a point from a free. Then the ball from the kick-out was won by Conor Gleeson at the middle of the field. He knocked it down to Paul Conroy and flicked it out to Daniel Flaherty. And Flaherty was bearing down on the Mayo goal when he was fouled. And Shane Walsh converted that free so that it was now level, 15 points apiece, 39 minutes gone on the stopwatch. Galway then won the kick-out and won a turnover ball outside the 45-metre line. A long-range kick. They called up Conor Gleeson from the goal, and the Dunmore man made no mistake putting it between the posts and sealing a victory for Galway. A few extra minutes were played, but Galway held out fiercely and deservedly won the Connacht final on a final score of Galway 16 points, Mayo 15 points. This is Kevin Dwyer for Galway BFM Sport.